Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Hello, everyone. Once a month, our Soar to Success podcast is an interview with our featured expert who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine that month. Today, my guest is Indianapolis CPA extraordinaire Tina Moe. She's the president and founder of ACT Services, Inc., and probably the most outgoing and fun CPA you will ever meet. Welcome to the show, Tina. I can't wait for our listeners to get to know more about you.
Wow, thank you. That was a heck of an intro.
Great. Well, why don't we just jump right in and why don't you tell our audience what you do and then kind of more importantly, why you do it?
Well, I'm a certified public accountant, which really is just an interpreter and educator for taxpayers and business owners for the tax code.
Right.
And that's a big part of what we do.
We all need an interpreter for that.
Definitely. I think there's some 11,000 pages of tax code. So,
my gosh.
It's important. I do it because I love the sport of business, and I really enjoy helping my clients navigate the complexities of the tax code and the world of accounting. I really like the educational piece of it, and I also love the relationships I've developed over the years.
Yeah, and so how'd you get started?
Well, that's an interesting story. I took a little bit different path than other people. I like to say my parents invited me to move out when I was 18. And once I got myself together and decided to get an education, I started doing the books for a small pool company. And so that was interesting to me. And I decided to pursue the accounting profession. And it's turned out to be a good move for me, a good fit.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you do some working while you were in college and continuing to like build a little practice even while you were still in school?
I did. I would travel from business to business doing their bookkeeping and their payroll and started to develop a clientele. And really it was started out as a way to pay my way through college. And as I neared graduation, I realized I had a business, and so I just kept cultivating those relationships and building more and more, and here we are today. I started out in a 90-square-foot office, and I'll never forget because the windows faced the west, and I needed to schedule myself out of that office from about 2 o'clock on because it got so hot in there. So, you know, here I am now. We've got about, 4,300 square feet. And, we have a team of 12 people. And my windows face the north. So we're evolving.
That's awesome. Great. And so what do you enjoy? What aspect of what you do is your favorite?
You know, I really enjoy working with startups and helping them conceptualize their processes and their systems and just helping educate the owners on, you know, how to establish things that keep them compliant and strategic. I really enjoy that part. And it doesn't necessarily have to be startups, but I think I have a special place in my heart for startups.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you think for a startup? You know, many people, when they're first starting their business, they're like the one-man band. And, you know, they try to do their accounting and they try to do their marketing and all the things that aren't their expertise, they're trying to do at the same time. And so what would you say to someone so that they could see the value of releasing that sooner than they typically do?
Well, you know, I understand that people are starting out and maybe trying to save a buck, but, you know, oftentimes I find people will come in 2-3 years later and say, gosh, I didn't know I was supposed to be doing that, or, you know, I didn't realize I was doing that wrong. And unfortunately, ignorance is not a defense, you know, when it comes to the IRS. So in the long run, it probably would have been cheaper if they would align themselves with the right professionals, get the right help, the right advice up front, and just make sure you're not setting up your business on quicksand.
Yeah, exactly. So they build a good foundation. And
definitely.
It doesn't mean that it has to cost them a whole bunch of money.
Yes, right? That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So what's your vision for your company? I know you've been growing very rapidly in the 3.5 years that I've known you. So what do you want your business to evolve into?
Wow, that's a big one. You know, I do want to continue building an organization that serves business owners and individual taxpayers you know, and I want to continue doing that at a high level of reliability and professionalism and accuracy, and as we were just talking about, at a fair price. I also want to continue to building our team of professionals to work with me to keep my promises to our clients and, you know, meeting all the tax deadlines, providing accounting data and other, you know, information, you know, educating them is so important, better understanding their areas of compliance as well as, you know, making ourselves available. So, and doing all this in an excellent and timely manner. That's kind of always my ribbon on the box. I want a team that sees problems and challenges to their resolution and maintain a constant learning mentality. I think that's important in every business. You know, and everyone on our team, I want them to maintain this sense of being approachable and pleasant to work with and intelligent. Sometimes people get intimidated by accountants and you know, this isn't true for all accountants. So not all accountants are able to translate and into English, you know, tax and accounting. And so it's a little intimidating for clients. So that's something that's a real focus of ours, too.
Are you still growing by acquiring other firms? Is that still an initiative for you?
It definitely is a focus for us. We've gone through the process a few times now, and it's been a good process for us. It's been a successful part of our growth model. So, yes, that's definitely still on the table.
And so what advice could you give to someone who also wanted to grow their business in that same way by, you know, incorporating other people's businesses and buying them? Do you have some advice that you've learned over the process of doing this a few times?
I have, yes. I think it's just asking a lot of questions, doing your due diligence, looking at their practices and their procedures and, you know, their just every aspect of their business to make sure that it lines up with yours. It doesn't make sense for me to try and approach a firm that offers services that we don't, because then we're not going to be able to do a good enough job or, you know, provide the excellence in the areas that we normally do. We went through a process where we acquired a sole practitioner, and on the surface, it looked like a good fit. And after we got into the files and started meeting with the clients, we realized that he didn't provide the level of service that we provide. He didn't provide the level of compliance that we provide. And it was a really tough road for us to get clients to understand that some of the things that they were doing just weren't allowed. And
yeah.
So that was a learning lesson for us to make sure, okay, next time we go through this, we're going to take a deeper dive into this person's practice and how they do things.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's really good advice, because I know other people have that same plan, no matter what their business type is, to grow in that manner. So that was great. What's your best advice to a small business owner that's starting up or wants to grow their business?
I think the first thing is surround yourself with the right professionals. You know, that'd be an attorney, a CPA, maybe someone in the insurance industry. Make sure you're covered. All entrepreneurs have this optimistic spirit. You know, you hope for the best, but plan for the worst, and then just be prepared for things that probably will happen in your business. You're going to have hurdles. Find mentors. I think that's really important as a business startup.
I know that one of your business development strategies, I think, is speaking. Is that true?
It is. I've been doing more and more of it. I can't say that I love doing speaking, but I think the message is important. And as a matter of fact, I just spoke to the Women's Realtor Council. I walked into the room, and there were 40 real estate agents staring back at me, and I thought, oh, wow. And I said, well, as a CPA, this is not a credential that normally lends itself to the most polished presenter. I will tell you, I have some of the most riveting topics here, so they do have that going for me, and I think that kind of broke the ice.
That's good. And so do you think that's a good piece of advice for people who are growing their business or starting up, that they should find ways to really get out of their comfort zone like you have and do things like speaking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that public speaking is probably one of the most important skills you can develop.
One question I always ask everyone is to share the top three traits of the individuals, and maybe it's the clients that you see that are business owners, and when you meet them, you think, oh, wow, I know this person's going to soar to success. What do you think are the top three traits that an individual needs in order to go ahead and be really successful?
I think the first thing is a positive attitude. You hear that over and over, but it's just It's because it's true. The second thing is maintaining an ever-learning mentality. I think that's so important. And then the third thing is resource management. And when I say resource, I mean time, money, and talent that comes into your organization.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. What do you love the best about your life and where you are in your life right now?
You know, I'm probably the most confident I've ever been in my business. Maybe it's the years of experience, or I don't know. I think probably the best thing right now is I'm in this growth and stretching phase of my life, and I'm embracing it. I'm embracing it. You know, when challenges come along, I no longer see it as a problem as much as I do a chance to stretch myself.
Yeah, wow, that's great. And problems do come along, don't they?
Yeah, and seeing something as an opportunity versus a problem is definitely something you have to be mindful of. It's something you have it's a mind shift.
Yeah, I think so too. It's about emotional balance, really. Instead of getting thrown off and thinking, oh, the sky is falling, it's let's dig in here and make something happen, right?
That's right. That's right. And having the faith that it's happening for a reason.
Yeah. So is there any other bit of information that you think our audience would benefit from knowing about taxes or bookkeeping or anything? Is the world that you're involved in changing constantly with new technology?
It is. You know, my industry is actually changing. You know, no longer are CPAs looked at as provide us with accounting and taxes. It really is evolving into trusted advisory. It's creating that relationship, I guess, to help guide and navigate. So that's probably a shift that I'm seeing in my industry now. I think everyone has this picture of a bean counter and a green visor, and that's definitely an old school picture. You know, now we really are trusted advisors, and I love that part.
I know. I can see how you would. Great. Well, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, probably my website is a good one, www.actservices-inc.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Tina, for being with
thank
us
you.
Today. It was really great talking with you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.